For organizer Tyler Woodbury, the Logan Film Festival does more than just provide a screen for viewing movies.
The atmosphere in Logan is disjointed right now, so one of the purposes of the festival is to kind of bring it together and bring those people together.
The Utah Film Commission is known for promoting Utah in the movie world, but generally focuses on the southern end of the state. Gabe Saxton from the Logan Downtown Alliance and the man in charge of the festival says this problem hinges on the airport access.
We're out of the radar on traveling from the international airport, but that barrier's just been communicated by the Utah Film Commission, not any fault of theirs. We haven't done our job up north of helping them understand it's not that much further to go for some great filming locations.
Woodbury says the festival is also good publicity for local talent.
It gives Utah filmmakers, as well as like global filmmakers, another venue to show their work.
With more than 40 films encompassing a variety of subjects from history to social justice, not only has the festival grown from 2 days to three, but with increasing submissions, its reputation is growing as well.
They look at the winning submissions and they see the quality, then they start realizing, well, this is a viable festival because they're getting these great film submissions that are winning, and so that's, it kind of gives credibility to the festival.
Madison Pope, another organizer, said with so much progress, she has high hopes for the future of the festival.
Just started 2 years ago, and already it's been a positive experience, and we just hope to continue to build on that.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.